these baits from around in that area now. Of course, they used to just along the river. But down around Stuttgart and down there, there's lots of them. In fact, I think Arkansas is a pretty good rice producer, too.
Let me ask you this expression. If something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nose, you might say,
Oh, that smells good.
How's that coming along?
No, we've got quite a lot of that.
What about, say if I have a belt that's made out of pure cowhide and nothing else, I might tell you, well, now this isn't imitation, it's...
This is pure leather.
Or maybe it's
genuine leather.
Genuine leather.
Of course, we might say pure leather. I still revert to the colloquial saying something.
Well, what about sugar that would be sold in days before it's prepackaged like it is now? If it's sold right out.
Scoop full. Of course, you never see that anymore, but they used to measure sugar by the scoop and weigh it, you know.
How would they say?
Come in a barrel, I guess. I don't know.
Any idea how they'd say it's being sold? It's being sold.
In the bulk, I presume. Of course, that's been so long since they purchased sugar that way, that I don't know.
Well, what about something else besides syrup, say that you might spread on your hot biscuits made out of different kinds of fruit?
Well, of course, there's jellies and marmalades. I don't think you do syrup that way, but then you do jellies and marmalades. And say apple butter, which would be a form of marmalade, I'm sure.
What about the things that people have on their kitchen table they use to season their food with?
Shakers.
What's
that? Salt shaker and pepper shaker.
Let me ask you this expression. Say if there was a bowl of fruit, say some apples and some peaches, and somebody offered you a peach, you might say, well, I don't think I want a peach, but...
Well, I'll take an apple or whatever.
Or this expression, say that you were pointing out some boys to someone who had done something, you might say, well, it wasn't these boys, it was
some other boys.
Mm-hmm. Or if
they're not naming anybody in particular.
Mm-hmm. Or say if they were over a little distance.
We'd say an old expression, and so the boys over yonder.
Or maybe say...
But yonder is a good word.
Right.
But it's not used very often.
Is that right?
I hear it, isn't it?
You hear it a pretty good bit where I'm from.
No, we don't hear it very often.
Yeah. Yonder ways and that kind of thing. Or say if you're showing somebody how to do something, you might say, well, don't do it that way, do it...
Not this way. Of course, I'm a common expression, do it this way.
Well, what about what would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor. Yeah. He's a poor boy.
Or I might say, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
He came from a wealthy family.
What would you call, say, a lot of peach trees together? You'd say
we'd call it an orchard, peach orchard. Of course, that would distinguish. Yeah, orchard distinguish from apple or pear.
Well, what about this expression? Say if somebody asked me if I owned that orchard, I might say, well, no, I'm just a neighbor. Now, the man over there, he's the man.
The man enjoying me owns the orchard.
I want to ask you about some different kinds of fruit. What are some different kinds of fruit that you have around here?